Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with a very special co-host, a co-host who has never been a co-host on the Inspired Intentions podcast. Her name is Lindsay Ford.
Hello, everyone.
This is your first time as a co-host.
I know.
How did you get on here?
I don't know. Someone dragged me into it.
Might have been someone who lives with you. And so I'm excited that you joined us today. Rachel is currently detained in Chicago because COVID-19 is keeping many of us apart right now. So for all of you out there, you know, missing family and friends, we're right there with you. And so this is not a COVID-19 talk today. We definitely want to create a conversation around something that you might be struggling with right now and actually give you the secrets to making the changes you might be after. And so our title today is The Secret to Losing Weight and Keeping It Off.
Whoa.
And you know what's so great about this, Lindsay? This isn't just a one episode show. How many episodes are we doing?
Is there like three?
No.
What? I gotta do more than three?
You're roped in.
I think there's five.
Five part series.
Holy moly.
And so this is our first installment. I'm really excited about this because weight loss, there's so many myths out there of what you should do, what, you know, you've been told to do, and I should do it fast, I should eat less, I should move a ton, I should sleep. Like the conversation, I think, gets difficult in the world.
It's extremely confusing. I mean, right now I'm hearing a lot on intermittent fasting,
ketogenic diets, supplements, vegan, you know, all sorts of different approaches that folks always take in order to lose weight. But where I want to start today, and I hope you're okay with this.
I don't know. Where are we going to start?
We're going to start with the conversation of the difference between weight loss and fat loss. Yeah. And so listeners, just so you know, Lindsay is a registered dietitian. The perspective I add to this conversation is just somebody who reads a lot. And I have my master's in health education. And both of us have been working in the weight loss field for more than a decade now. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I'm 35. Ooh. That's really not old.
She's 3 years older than me, just so everybody knows. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I know you're excited to start learning the difference between weight loss and fat loss. And so recently we had a guest who was in our Lose Smart program that really highlights fat loss and not weight loss.
Yeah.
But he still lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. So what's the difference?
That's what I want to explain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so what this guest stayed with us 4 weeks, younger male, just so you have the profile. These are not the results of every guest who stays 4 weeks at Skyterra Wellness.
I feel like 40 is like the new 20. So like what's younger?
I said 30 was younger.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think 50's young.
Did I miss
that? This isn't an age conversation. This is about the difference between what? Weight loss and fat loss. So this gentleman, he was in our Lose Smart program. He stayed with us for 4 weeks. He was early 30s. He lost 31 pounds in weight and he lost 3.5% body fat during that time. And he only lost 4.5 pounds of muscle of that 31 pounds of weight. Isn't that pretty cool, Lindsay?
That's pretty cool. I want to do the math really quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
That means he lost over 20 pounds of fat.
20 pounds of fat.
Woo. Woo, woo.
That's real, right?
That's pretty real.
The point here is not that you can lose or everyone's going to lose 20 pounds of fat in 4 weeks.
No.
But this gentleman didn't do over-the-top physical exercise. He ate the meal plan that we provide here, which is delicious, and got high-quality sleep. And so sometimes I think when we start to think about weight loss versus fat loss, we don't realize there's a difference between the two. And in this individual's case, because he went at it in a consistent and a sustainable way, he actually saw more fat loss and maintained more muscle over his stay with us. And so that's really the key that we're going to be uncovering throughout this entire series of how muscle is important to preserve and how weight loss, when done in specific ways, can really be sustainable for the rest of your life. And it really hinges on making sure that we prioritize fat loss, not necessarily weight loss.
So are you saying like how you lose weight matters?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Whoa.
I probably could have just started there. How you lose weight matters. And so here's kind of the quick science behind this. Body composition, there's four components. We got fat, we got muscle, we got bones, we got water. Now, when you look at this on a small level of just a week level, you might have two different people. One person does a ton of exercise. They eat really not a lot of food. They kind of restrict, classic diet mentality. So that individual loses 4 pounds of weight. Still with me, Lindsay?
I'm still with you.
Okay. Now let's take our second person. They fall more of a SkyTerra approach, movement throughout the entire day, couple of fitness classes, much more focused on strength training, and then a manageable portion controlled diet that doesn't drop the calories too crazy. So really just a sustainable approach, healthy eating, movement, focus on mobility, breathwork, yoga, you name it, not extreme dieting is basically the profile of this person. This individual loses 2 pounds in a week. Now, traditional thinking for most people would be who had the better week? What would you say, Lindsay?
Well, definitely the person that lost more weight.
Yeah. So the 4 pound person. However,
that's wrong.
You know, it is wrong. Yeah. Yeah. So we don't shame people on air.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
And
we've been trained to think a certain way. We have.
And we're all preconditioned because this is a heavy topic. Weight loss is a super heavy topic. And that's kind of why we wanted to do this series, is to make sure that you're clear on what's happening in your body and what is changing when you are going from one weight to the next. And so in this example, the person who lost 4 pounds due to overexercise, extreme dieting, actually had a much more poor change in their composition. So what could happen because of this extreme example, they lose 2 pounds of muscle. Of that 4 pounds, they lose 1 pound of water and 1 pound of fat. Now, because we have a fancy InBody here at SkyTerra Wellness, we actually see this week to week. And so in our program, we usually see more of person number two, which they lost 2 pounds. Doesn't sound super significant, but then when we look closer at what actually happened, because they did strength training, they focused on a high quality diet, they increased muscle by 1 pound. This can happen in just a week's time. They decreased water weight by 1 pound and they lost 2 pounds of fat. Now, when you do the math, it's clearly a better ratio on this person's composition than the individual who took a more extreme example. This is the right type of change that we're going for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So guests that come to SkyTerra, would you say that we don't try to encourage them to lose a lot of weight in a week?
No. In a week's time, if you lose a lot of weight, usually you don't lose a lot of fat, is what we're saying. And so that's just a quick case study of sometimes someone can lose less weight, but because they put on muscle, they actually lost more fat because of the muscle increase. Now, there's a line out there. I think you probably hear this from guests, and I hear it all the time. It's like this concept, muscle weighs more than fat.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Is that factual?
I mean, a pound is a pound. I'd say the
pound is a pound.
A pound is a pound.
Pound is a pound.
What is the difference is muscle is more compact, is like an easier way I can describe it.
Dense.
So yeah, it's just more dense. So visually, a pound of muscle or 5 pounds of muscle is visually going to look different than 5 pounds of fat.
Yeah.
Visually.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's what leads to the tone that is what leads to what people are actually after sometimes when they're trying to lose weight. So hopefully that gives you a quick example of the difference between weight loss and fat loss. Now, you don't have to race out and find a fancy InBody machine so that you can test your body composition.
Please don't
do that.
On a weekly
basis. Body composition testing, honestly, it really is most accurate when done, you know, once a month, or honestly quarterly, is probably a better way of gauging this. Not even, it's not something you have to measure week to week, especially if you listen into this series that we have for you. because we're going to be teaching you how you can make sure you maintain muscle, lose fat, and start to uncover a lot of topics that you've maybe heard from before in a really practical way so that you can move forward and lose the fat.
Yeah, I think what we're really trying to do is cut through a lot of the noise that's out there because there's so much confusion. So I'm definitely excited about the series. What would you say some of our intentions are for the entire series?
I think my biggest intention is to provide listeners with just a healthy way of going about their weight loss and provide listeners with a deeper perspective on how as they lose the weight, they have the tools to keep it off. Because that's something that frustrates me. I don't know. I mean, Lindsay, it must frustrate you. Your years of experience working with people one-on-one is to see someone achieve so much success, you know, set that weight loss goal and get there, but then not have the tools to like keep it going because of how they approach the weight loss, even when we maybe had guided them to try to do it a little differently.
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of empathy for those individuals because you know deep down that there's a lot of mixed messaging that's out there. And so the belief around it is potentially skewed. So yeah, I'm really excited to just go through the series to talk about this really tough topic because, you know, you experience a lot of folks that struggle with feeling like a failure, not understanding why they might not be losing weight. I mean, there's just so many different things that can come up.
I think your perspective is going to be powerful, though, because I kind of take that science-y, you know, fat loss and, you know, get into some of the specifics of like the actual changes that physically can happen in the body by doing X or Y or Z. And then you're going to, throughout this series, I think, bring us back down to earth on like, what's the mental component to this? And how can we look at food? How can we look at health behaviors in a way that, you know, really address the root issues? And
yeah, why, listener, if you want to lose weight, why? You know, why is that so important to you right now? Not only right now, but in the future, which is kind of a hard question to answer.
Yeah, it's a hard question. You might not know where to start, but that's why we are here for you. And so if you are in need, looking for a reset, really just want to get started with us more face-to-face, you can always come on campus. So we have our Lose Smart program. That was one of our guests I was describing who stayed with us 4 weeks and really took on that SkyTerra guide, took on that sustainable approach. We also have SkyTerra at Home. So you can jump on there, do some of our videos right away. And to really address the mental component of weight loss, we at times do specialty weeks for a program we called Freedom with Food. And that's where Lindsay's expertise comes in, is really figuring out the kind of the headpiece of the food and how that.
I mean, I'm totally not a therapist. I mean, definitely not a therapist. But the mind, food, body, I mean, that all of those pieces, I mean, they all connect.
Yeah. And that's partly and probably the most important secret to losing weight and keeping it off is really addressing what's going on upstairs and understanding what are those behaviors that led me to a place where I wasn't happy with my weight and what behaviors will take me from where I am today in a way that isn't judgmental, a way that isn't shameful, allowing me to, you know, really feel good in my body again, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. So check us out. If you've never been to the retreat, we'd love to have you. And so I'd like to introduce our main concepts that we're going to be breaking down in our next few episodes. So this is episode one, our first installment. Hopefully you now know the difference between weight loss and fat loss. Sometimes, as I mentioned, you might lose 4 pounds or 5 pounds or a lot of weight in a week, and you actually don't lose as much fat as you think you do. So the key here is to make sure we're building muscle while losing fat, making sure we're maintaining muscle as we go about weight loss. Now, we're going to pick right up in episode two, and that's going to discuss the three things that are preventing you from losing fat. You might already have a few hints of those things from my quick description earlier. Now, in episode three, we're going to talk about rapid weight loss and why it's not so great, why losing the weight a little slower can be much more effective long term. And then episode four is going to be how to finally lose the fat. Episode five, here are the things that you'll be able to do today to start losing the fat. So I hope you're as excited as we are. We really want to make sure that we break down these topics for you in a cohesive way and give you the tools that allow you to reach any of the goals that you might be setting in this new year. Lindsay, cool. Could you leave our listeners with one little nugget for how they can start losing the fat right now?
Yeah, I already thought of it before we started.
You did? What's the nugget?
The nugget is to go to bed.
Go to bed.
Go to sleep. Get some sleep this week. And do not, this is definitely more of a negative thing to say, but you'll get it. Do not rapidly lose weight between now and next week when you listen to the next episode.
Yeah, yeah. Then that'll be episode 3. So 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks, definitely.
Don't do that.
Not good. So really looking forward to you guys joining us next week. If I were to give you one nugget to start losing the fat today, is to really just try to start eating 3 meals at specific times in your day.
Huh. So my nugget of sleep, it wasn't enough for these people?
It was okay. But I think they needed something more practical, something that they could actionably do right
now. I can go to bed right now in this sound room.
All right. So listeners, you heard it here. Go to sleep. Make sure you plan that bedtime, get those 7 to 9 hours. And then my tip for you is just start eating at regular time intervals, 3 meals a day. We'll speak to that more as we go. And we look forward to having you join us next week where we're going to discuss the 3 things that are preventing you from losing the fat.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to do a little closing for you all. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere a podcast can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.